Hey everyone.
Good morning.
Is it going to be a light meeting today? Is everybody folioed out from WolfCon?
Still recovering.
You used to be able to close this line here, but I don't know how to do that anymore.
It's what you call improved UX, right?
Yep. Is Florian on the call?
At the very upper left, there's a little icon, a little f in the red.
Ah, there it
Yeah, I just got the help message on that.
is. Thank you very much. Florian is not here. Ingolf is not here to scribe as well. Best you give it a minute or so. See, I never look up here. Interesting. Okay.
Okay, I have a question. Like, how do you determine who's scribing? Because when I look back at the previous meeting notes, it says something different of who's next. I'm
We
just
cycle
generally confused.
through this list here. So when it goes to the bottom, it goes back to the top. That's the general. I wouldn't say it's perfect, but that's the
And
general
there's a
flow.
little improvisation if we know, oh, somebody was gone for 3 weeks. And so they kept getting skipped. And so then we might, yeah. Okay. So, like, looking at the previous meeting notes is not a good indication of who's up next.
It's a approximation.
Okay.
We like Jen said, we try to follow it, but some people skip, and maybe we have to do somebody ahead of the line, and then we should remember not to have them scribe twice in a row, so stuff like that.
So I'm on the row.
Yes.
Okay, I try to do it.
Thank you very much, Florian. We have 4 minutes past, so I think we should start. Thank you, Florian, for scribing. Is Maccabee here? No. Christy, do you have any updates from the PC? Probably not.
I don't. I actually missed the last PC meeting before WolfCon. Maccabee actually attended in my place, and I pasted the notes that he provided in the Slack channel in our agenda today. I know that there was some discussion about the workflow for updating the documents to indicate that modules have been approved by the PC so that that flows naturally over to the TC and we are aware of that, the status of that when we're doing our own module reviews. So we might want to return to that and get Maccabee's take on that discussion.
I see. Thank you. So when we are referring to these updates, it wouldn't be the meetings that were had at WolfCon. Is that correct or no?
I was not able to attend the product council meeting at WolfCon because I was in the
The TC
technical,
one.
I was in the TC meeting.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Yeah. We have liaisons because those meetings don't happen at the same time, but when they do, they know it's a problem. Yeah. Cool. So that means PC, CC,
I
not
can
at
fill
all.
in a little bit if that's useful.
Yeah, go ahead.
Largely, we looked over, we did some of our own reviewing of what potential goals for the coming year would be. And one amongst those goals will be smoothing out the approval process to make sure that information is updated where it needs to be. But largely looking at potential goals and sorting out what we're going to try to take up for the year. So we got partway through that, and we're going to be looking at that at the next couple of piece at the next couple of product council meetings.
And I just had a thought that the TC meeting at WolfCon, I had to step out early, so there might be no continuity, but we'll deal with that later. RMS group.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I did not get to go this morning, and the recording hasn't been posted yet, so I don't have an update. Did anybody? I don't know if anybody else was able to go. All right, I'll post an update in Slack later after I get to watch the recording.
Thank you. I saw I was added to the RMS Slack channel recently, and in one of my notifications, I saw that the support period proposal was discussed. So I'm curious to know what would come out of that. And regarding that, Alexi wanted us to pause discussion of the support period proposal, I think maybe until there's some alignment with the RMS group. I'm not sure yet. So that's probably something to follow up on, and the update from RMS group would be useful there. Security team.
We did not meet.
Okay. Early adopters. Community-driven development.
Just we were at WolfCon talking about it a lot.
Should we still have this as an item on this list, or we should take it out?
It's not clear what that group is going to do next. I think Jeremy is going to at least schedule a meeting to have a post-WolfCon discussion and figure out what's happening. It felt like we kind of divided up the tasks involved in CDD among the councils. So I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with that group.
Got it. Okay. Upcoming meetings today, regular TC meeting. I have the support periods slated for Wednesday. That might not happen, but we'll see how that goes. And then I don't have background on this. Maybe this was added. For some reason, I can't remember.
We talked about that already. We can take it off. It didn't need us to do anything, actually, but it's resolved. Yeah.
Okay. I think I now, based on what you just said, I remember that. Yeah. So we'll take this out. Past that, we have this document from Jen about breaking changes. There was some feedback for it. So whenever we can get to that. And then Jen, we have some dedicated discussion items from the TC meeting at WolfCon, correct?
Yes, which
Okay.
I should have gotten written up, but I didn't get back until midnight on Saturday. And then I had to go to the dentist at 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh no.
I know. That was bad scheduling. So the things that I had written down, and hopefully anybody else who remembers stuff can also, we had the discussion about trying to define according to TC, which I think means according to a technical definition, what core folio means, and being able to offer that up as part of the discussion about maintenance. We talked about having a Wednesday meeting about kind of a plan for a software like library of extensions. Like, so I think that's a little bit about talking about both where people can list things that they've built for Folio that are available on GitHub, and then also kind of encouraging and helping people get their contributions to a state where they can share them, because that is also not always easy. We also talked about maybe having a meeting about trying to get started on this idea of understanding how much work goes into the maintenance of modules. Like, and it might not be that we come up with this is the amount of work, but rather what it would look like to try to create those estimates. And that's around in the community-driven development, there was this idea of calculating support points. So this would be a discussion to talk about what it would take to calculate those points, not actually having to calculate them ourselves, at least not in that meeting. We also talked about potentially talking about TC's role in helping the project save money. And this might actually be multiple topics because there's sort of this surface level AWS cost thing, but then there's also helping to make good decisions so that Folio's footprint doesn't just get bigger and bigger and more expensive. Alameda says he has some ideas about how to keep a check on that. Another way we might contribute to the cost discussion is just continuing to try to figure out how we might recruit in-kind developers. I think those were the big things. We also talked about having a more developer-oriented event, whether that's like a track at WolfCon or a pre-con day at WolfCon or a virtual conference, sort of on the other side of the year than what WolfCon is. We're all different ideas. So that's something else to talk about is what would an event for Folio focused on Folio developers, understanding that non-developers would also potentially be in attendance. So that was a lot. We came up with a lot of potential things to talk about on Wednesdays. It seems like the definitely the whole support period thing is still kind of top of mind, but maybe after that is the core discussion and the estimating support discussion.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Jen. And we will refine that backlog of discussion topics so that they're spelled out here and we can track going forward. Yes, Todd.
The mention of Folio Core reminds me that Core gets used in different ways depending on who's talking about it. So, and like has been used different ways over time. I think it would be useful if we were to explicitly say when we're talking about the Folio technical core as distinct from the Folio functional core. Because I having been party to conversations in both technical council and product council, I see some I see those terms being used in different ways. So I'm starting to advocate for let's be explicit about technical core versus functional core.
At WolfCon, we We agreed that there were different definitions for core, and we set about to have a definition of core for the technical council, which will probably be more, maybe more technical than functional, but I think the dedicated discussion of that topic should flesh something out. Thanks, Todd. Shelley?
When Jen was reading off the her notes about what we talked about, I don't recall if you said or not. I didn't we mention something about like API design or like having a discussion around like designing APIs and just or something like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was go ahead, wanted to speak.
Sorry, that was me. Yes, we did also talk about that. When I was looking at it, I wasn't sure if it was part of the whole extension discussion or if it should be separate. But maybe it should be separate.
Thanks, Shelley, for reminding us. Yes, that was about being API first and inconsistencies in the APIs and integrators having a hard time, using the APIs. Yeah, that can be a dedicated discussion. And when I work with Jen, we'll refine that backlog and we will be able to check it out at the next meeting. Thanks, Shelley. Think that's it for upcoming meetings. This TCR is already approved. Implementers, okay. Thanks, Jeff. Existing module evaluation. So I finally got a backend module, which is mod EBSCOnet. So we have our backend module and our front-end module. I need to confirm with Maccabee if the criteria that we set about is good. Let me see what stated it. It's basically similar to the existing one. Just with some light changes, but I'll confirm with him once more, and we'll be able to get the show on the road in that regard. The next reviewers would be Florian, Ingolf, and people who would volunteer, who haven't done before, so that you can learn how to do module evaluations. Any questions here? Yes, Shelley.
I know it took us a while to find a backend module that we could do this exercise, this process of evaluating existing modules. However, is Mod EBSCOnet going to be around for a while, or is that going to be deprecated because Mod Mosaic and stuff like that? I don't recall. I don't know. I don't want to say don't do Mod EBSCOnet, but maybe I am saying don't do it. I'm not sure.
I because of how much work it took to choose that, I will not want to choose another one. You may be right, but that module is still part of the release, so I think it's fair. This is just a pilot to get us going. Find kinks in the process, so I think it's good enough. Yes, Jen.
I was just going to say, so we use it, and at the last meeting I was at with like an EBSCO salesperson, the quote I remember was, "We don't know how long it will take for a library like Cornell to be able to use Mosaic." So it did not sound like we were imminently going to be moving over there. So maybe that makes you feel better.
It does. Thanks, Jen. So Mod EBSCOnet still is in play. Great. Yeah, so follow up with Maccabee and then get that process going. Maccabee is not here for the licensing subgroup, Kevin, go ahead.
Yes, I attended the community council after the tech council on WolfCon, and they essentially decided that we should not allow any more LGPL until legal advice is obtained and answered. And they are going to pursue legal advice, and that's going to be a lengthy process. But their stance seems to be in line with the tech council's that we don't want to add any additional LGPL dependencies until we have that figured out.
Sorry, can you give just a very small background on the issue for those who may have not been following along, Kevin?
Okay, so we have three exception cases to a situation where the Apache 2.0 license does not allow LGPL 2.1 for various reasons. Those three exception cases, one is Hibernate, which is associated with Spring and all of those modules. Another is one of ours, I think, index data, and a third is Mark4j. And the question is whether we can have LGPL 2.1 at all or not has been raised. And we needed legal advice before we can really make a decision. All of this has been non-legal decisions, and we have provided our interpretation and a series of questions to the community council for review and to help them decide if they want to get legal advice or not. And so they have decided they do want to get legal advice, and they're not comfortable with any opinions regarding the licensings until we have something that we can answer, like any legal advice that we can get answers from. Does that help?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kevin. The last exception is SQL Java from index data. So based on what you're saying, Kevin, we shouldn't allow any more exceptions added to that list, and just any more LGPL libraries overall. Yes, Kevin.
There is one more thing. A lot of the Spring Boot modules, when we update, I don't know if updating to a major another Spring Boot would be affected because of Hibernate being a dependency, a third-party dependency. I would think not because it's already accepted, but I just wanted to mention that that puts us in this awkward situation.
Yes, Julian.
Hibernate has decided to switch to Apache license. So if we upgrade Spring Boot versions, then will we get remove this exception?
Great. Thanks, Julian, for the update. Let's see here. Okay. Ooh, that should be a good enough update for the licensee subgroup. What about documentation?
So obviously we didn't meet last week. We're gonna meet this coming Wednesday. It's I think currently scheduled to be our last meeting. Because we wanted to be done with this work by the end of September. And so we're moving pages around, if you might have noticed in the wiki. And so yeah, that's the update. We're gonna hopefully be done by this Wednesday, moving pages around, and then maybe this group can decide what the next step is. That's
Thanks,
it.
Shelley. I like hearing subgroups coming to a close. Okay, nothing in chat. No RFCs. And then this one, I got updates from Florian, but I'm failing to remember now. What is dependent? It has a dependency on something. Florian, do you remember what this is dependent on?
Yes, I talked with Alexei, and we have to find out how we can at Alexei has talked to all module developers, and they will change the modules from mod configuration to mod settings or to the module itself. But there are some settings, something like the language settings or something like that are not part of any module, but more part of the front end. And there is no back end module that basically is responsible for these settings. So we have to find a way to store the settings and decide, and f we have to find out which settings are these. So we would need some people that dig through the code and find which settings have to be taken care of. So
And is it Alexei finding those people, or do you know who's finding those people?
No, he would like to have have the TC find some people that do the work. So he already did contacted all module developers, and so maybe we should start a little subgroup that tries to find these settings, and maybe that are not that much, but maybe some front end guys can help us.
Wayne, go ahead before I say what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was just going to say we should be able to look at the dependency graph. So if a front end module declares a dependency on the configuration interface, that would be an indicator that it maybe is saving some configuration. So it might not. I agree, Florian. I'm not sure it's that many things, and I don't, I'm hopeful that we're not digging through code, that we're just really looking at the dependency graph.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wayne. If this work is on the PC TC, it will make sense that there's a subgroup on that. I'll follow up with you, Florian, so that I can get good boundaries on what this work is. I wasn't aware that the TC needed to do more, was a blocker for this. I thought this was just selecting, a timeline, basically. But what you brought up is valid, so I will follow up with you.
Yeah, I can start this subgroup, and maybe if someone wants to help, then that would be nice.
Any volunteers for this subgroup?
Florian, I'm happy to help if you want a hand.
Okay, that's nice.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Any other takers? Three's a crowd. There are some people that are not in this meeting. I'll bring it up once more. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Florian.
Thank you.
Officially supported technologies that is on hold, depending on the release date for Trillium. I have this communication plan item. Once I'm able to get through all the other stuff, this is an easy change. But since it's easy, I think I can just update the wiki with what we had discussed and close that out. Yes, Wayne.
With a delay in the Trillium release, do we need to revisit the Trillium OST? Or has that been discussed and I forgot about it? That's all also possible.
Yeah, we need to. I think we need to look at the Ramsons one. I think we need to look at maybe Sunflower and then Trillium and then maybe Umbrella Leaf. Because depend if let's say Ramsons is extended, then some of the dates there, I guess, may need to extend. But we need to look at a bunch of releases, including Trillium. So. Okay. We are at the end here. Any other items to discuss? Oh, hey, Maccabee.
Yeah, I just joined. Sorry, I was presenting at the Viewfind Summit.
That's all right.
So nothing to bring up, but if there were any questions on the things that I had written earlier in the agenda, I'm happy to chime in.
Yes. So we have a backend module and a frontend module for the existing module evaluation. What's the status on the criteria?
On that pull request. Boy, that's a good question. I mean, I think we had them in a pretty good place. I think
That's what I
we,
remember.
yeah. If something needs to be merged there or finalized, I think we had basically agreed that we had taken it to the point that we wanted to take it to without actually doing the review, and that it was certainly possible that more things would be moot in the context of an existing eval. But that we would figure that out as we went through it. There was only so much prep we could do in this pilot.
Okay. Get the PR merged, just to close that loop, and then we will initiate the evaluation next time.
Sounds good. I'll see if there's anything to clean up, and then I'll ask for some approvals on it.
Good, good. I think maybe we had CC updates, but Todd provided some info for that. And I don't think there are any other questions for you, Maccabee. Yeah, that's it. Kevin gave an update for the licensing subgroup. Do you have anything you want to add, or you're good?
I'll watch the recording. Thank you so much, Kevin, for doing that. That should be good for this week.
Okay. Anything else before we go? I want to work with Jen to refine the dedicated discussions backlog in the extra time that we would have. Yes, Shelley.
Yeah, so are we going to be talking about the Folio support period for Ramsons this Wednesday, or which I knew for I just want to know what I should read up before I go to the meeting.
Alexia had requested to for us not to discuss it at the TC yet. The RMS group had a meeting today, so when we get the update on that, we will know if it's worthwhile to go for it. If not, we would push it. But right now it's set.
Okay, so if we don't have enough, does that mean we're not going to meet this Wednesday, depending on what the RMS group says, or we're going to have a different topic to
I
discuss?
think we'll have a song. Go ahead. Someone says something. Go ahead. I think we'll have a different topic. I and Jen will refine some of the things we discussed at WolfCon, and then that we'll put that up. And I don't think those will need any required reading.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And then Julian, you have. Julian says the PR, this PR needs a TC vote. So what's this about?
I
Well,
see.
this is a documentation thing. If we have a POM file with licenses in it and there are multiple licenses, then the Apache says it by specification it is OR. So combine any one of the license needs to be allowed to comply with our rules, license rules, and we should add it to the documentation to help other evaluators.
Got it.
So, and we
No.
can either vote that we edit or that we don't want this here because some people think that we don't say anything about NPM or Golang license, but they don't have this rule in their specification, so we cannot say anything about that.
That makes sense. So the edit is if a library declares multiple licenses in its POM file, only one of them needs to comply. Does anyone have questions on that? Yes, Kevin.
It's just to reiterate my comment on the issue is that I think we really should be talking about whether there's multiple licenses, period, not specific to a POM. That's all.
Whether, sorry, I didn't understand what you just said. We should find out if whether there's just multiple licenses in general and not allow that, or what are you saying?
So if a library is pulling in a dependency that has multiple licenses on that one dependency, and only one of them needs to comply, I don't think this is a situation specific to Java and Maven.
Oh, I see. So something like just in general and not specifically for pom.xml.
Yes, correct.
I see.
Well, but that's not true. It is specific to Maven because it's only specified for POM files that then you can pick one of them. If you have if an NPM file or if you have a Golang thing, there is no such rule. And there, and if you have some other of these other languages, then you need to investigate by other ways whether it's AND or whether it's OR.
Yeah, I was just going to, I think, make the same point. There's a question of what's the configuration for the tool that automatically crawls the licenses versus our general desire to understand the licensing. So, is this text about how the tool is used, or is it a more general text about the process?
When you
This
say
seems
the
to be
tool,
applied
what
to,
are you referring to?
I believe Juliana had pointed us to a Maven plugin that would crawl through licenses and produce a report.
Yes, Maccabee.
Yeah, I agree with Kevin's intent that the general statement here, leaving aside the technology stack, the general statement that if a library declares itself, licensed via multiple licenses and one of them is good for us, then we're good. I think that's true, and it would be good if we were general in a PR. However, we are usually good with incremental improvement, and I agree with Julian that this is an incremental improvement because it addresses how to deal with the multiple license case in this one specific scenario of Maven, which covers a great number of our modules. So I agree with Kevin's intent. I have no problem, though, approving the change as it is as an incremental improvement.
Thank you, Maccabee. Kevin?
In terms of the tools, I think the license group is investigating or writing their own additional tools to do a more thorough investigation of licenses beyond just Apache, I mean, beyond just a Maven.
Do we? Okay, let me let the other people who raise their hands first. Julian?
If the subgroup has something better, then we can change it again. But this is for the time being, and I think it's useful if we get some new module evaluation.
Shelley?
Yeah, so I'm trying to imagine myself following this checklist and reading this note about if a library declares multiple licenses in its POM XML, blah, 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 blah. And what I think would be helpful is the wording is fine, this is great, but maybe also include, maybe what needs to be included is just another note that other frameworks would it wouldn't be or, for example, you know, like what had Kevin had said. I mean, if we want to make this usable, like I would be reading this, I'd be like, okay, but I'm not evaluating a Java thing. What do I do? So maybe just a note there that this only applies for Maven. Because like once this is merged, those comments on that PR, like I'd have to go and like dig through this closed PR and look at the git blame and be like, you know, why, like what was the history of this? And so maybe better clarifying the context of that, the fact that it really only applies to Maven, would be good.
The reference to POM XML, I guess it's supposed to be the deduction that's specific for Maven. But it wouldn't hurt to include. And then a question I have is, with something that is non-Maven, is it possible to declare multiple licenses? Yes, Kevin.
It might not declare it in the, let's say, node, for example, might not declare it in the package JSON, but the projects themselves can say this license or this other one. And that's what I noticed in some of our investigation that those cases are true where some dependencies have dual licenses and they may not be expressed through the particular package manager itself.
Got it. And then, Julian, go ahead.
So for other packages, managers, you need a manual investigation. So if we want to cover other, then we need to say for other, you need a manual investigation.
Got it. Kevin?
This is why I think Maccabee's comment on incremental changes seems fine, because once we have a tool, ideally we might have ways of helping easing that manual process or even automating it, but we don't have that yet. So.
Got it. I lost my last question. And sorry, and Julian, is your point that in a non-Maven environment, the rules will be different, unlike in Maven where multiple licenses are added? So for, you know,
Yes.
JavaScript or a node module, for example, we need to treat that separate, and this declaration is just for Maven.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. TC members, do you have any other questions to be able to vote? Is there, so I think having a note for the other stacks would be good, you know, an incremental update. Are there any objections to this change here as it stands? And and other updates can be added later, but as it stands, are there any objections to this update? No objections from Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Anyone else? All right, seems we have consensus. So yeah, it's good, Julian, or whoever needs the approval from the TC.
Okay, thank you, I will merge it.
Thank you. Good discussion. Anything else? Yes, Wayne.
So, just so we don't lose the concerns that Shelley and others have expressed, do we need to say, do we need to ask for people who, do we need to ask for someone to come up with some kind of wording for JavaScript and Go? Just so that someone who is using this checklist as their task list for module approval knows what to do when they are working with JavaScript or Go. Like, what does manual investigation look like? And
Who
what's
can
the
answer that?
policy? Yeah.
Well, specific how-tos on to do the evaluation is kind of like a broader topic, and why
Yeah,
you
that
have.
I agree. I'm sorry, that's not what I really meant. Yeah, I just meant, you know, do we need to just do
Add
we need
something to
another
that.
PR that says, hey, you know, do manual investigation? Or what?
Yeah, I got you, Wayne. Shelley?
Yeah, I mean, in the spirit of incremental improvement, I was just gonna put a little to do for myself of opening up a PR with adding some wording that I would like, if that's okay.
Awesome. No, that is what we'd like to hear. Thank you very much, Shelley. Yeah, so get the PR out, and I'm sure we'll get it through. Okay. Other questions, other comments, other topics? Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.